All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And we're very happy to be joined by our second and final guest for the program, Muyad Ali, who is a Palestinian activist based in the southeastern suburbs. He is part of Free Palestine Melbourne, and his family is also originally from the village of Totora within Palestine. And so we have him on the program to talk a bit about. It's yesterday. It was the 77th anniversary of the 1948 Nakba, known as the catastrophe in Arabic, and which was the kind of mass, which marked the kind of mass expulsion and ethnic cleansing of Palestinians from their homes and lands. And I think this is a very important kind of day to kind of, in terms of protesting and standing up for Palestine. Good morning, Muyad.
Good morning.
So kind of to start off, Muyad, can you tell us about, the importance of the legacy of Nakba and, why it's important as supporters of Palestine to commemorate it, especially all the lives that have been lost as a result of the ethnic cleansing of to establish the state of Israel?
Yeah, absolutely, sure. First of all, we commemorate the 77 year of Nakba. It's become part of our national identity because the Nakba reflects the pain, and we Palestinians call it the bleeding wound that still actually existed in our memory, in our everyday life, because the consequences of Nakba is still ongoing. And it is still happening since 1948. As we see today, people in Gaza facing the same consequences of or the catastrophe that the people in 48 face it when the Zionist gang attack villages. It was 520 village that actually been attacked in 1948, where the people ethnically cleansed and killed. It's about 750,000 being ethnically cleansed to either internally in Palestine or externally, and that actually results in a very huge wave of refugees in at that time. We still have relatives living in refugee camp generation after generation in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and surrounded countries. Israel, after that, actually refused to acknowledge our pain and our suffering, and the return were to our villages. Therefore, people lived in diaspora for a long time. Some people still alive, waiting to return, and the majority of the Nakba generation passed away waiting for the return or for the right of return. Palestinians will keep fighting for their rights, for their return. And as I mentioned now, the people in Gaza fighting for their rights, the people in Jerusalem fighting for their rights, and the people from between the river and the sea fighting for their rights for freedom, dignity, and self-determination.
Yeah. So, Muyad, I want to kind of follow up with actually, because I think this is kind of like a good opportunity to kind of, talk about this, because, one of the most important things within the Palestine movement and within the Palestinian community, following, when you look at the kind of historical legacy of Nakba, is there's been this really kind of important kind of demand that Palestinians have fought for years. It's very much been the essential kind of question in terms of the entire history, especially in fighting for a free Palestine. And it goes back to the even. It goes back even to the Oslo Accords and so on. And I guess I want to kind of hear from you about, you know, why the right of return for Palestinians, especially all the diaspora who live all around the world as a result of the displacement. You know, talk a bit about, you know, why the right of return is so important and essential for Palestine liberation.
Absolutely. First, because it's a right. Secondly. When the United Nations recognized what's so-called Israel, there was one condition, under one condition. The condition was the return of all Palestinian people to their land. And there are many other resolutions, UN resolutions, being agreed by the Security Council and the General Assembly of the United Nations that actually stated that Palestinians have the right to return to their lands. This is about the international law. But again, as people, as identity, as right, Palestinian being attached to their land and to their culture and to their identity, it's very, very hard to uproot the Palestinian from where they come from. Even people, Palestinians who were born in diaspora and born in Australia, America, elsewhere, they still attached to that piece of land, to that identity. Because the way we learn, the way we educate our generation, the way we raised, have a secret, or it's become like a genetic that actually always push us to go back to Palestine and stay Palestinians and keep that spirit of return and spirit of fighting for their freedom and for the identity. So it's the right for our people. It's the cultural identity, and it is the way we lived, and we cannot actually forget, or we cannot forgive all the pain, all the suffering of our people, the people who face the Nakba, people who face the Naxa after that in 1967, and the people who fight through all those years since the Nakba until today. The Palestinian people have fought a lot for their rights. But for us, people here living away, far away from Palestine, all we have to do is to stand in support with our people in Palestine and do whatever we can to push governments to recognize the right of the Palestinians, first the statehood, and also to acknowledge their rights and to sanction Israel about what's actually Israel doing in Palestine, not just only in Gaza, but the Zionist project itself is still ongoing and still have the same ideology, which is expansion, the colonization, not only in Palestine, but in the surrounding countries.
Hi, this is Mary Moyad. I think sometimes what's also forgotten or overshadowed by what's happening at the moment is that before the Zionists occupied the land, Palestine was a vibrant community. And there were schools, there were farms. It was a really healthy, vibrant community, which has now, you know, been totally destroyed by what the Zionists have done. And I think it's important to remember that that's what was there before.
Yeah, absolutely. The Zionists from day one targeted the fabric of the Palestinian society. Mm. And that what they never succeeded to do or to destroy. Mm. They keep they keep the same target, the same goal to achieve that destruction. But the unity in the Palestinian society, the unity of the Palestinian dream, was hard enough to actually stop any destruction of our people, of our society. The steadfasting, the sumud, and the way we actually attach to our land, that's what makes it hard for them. Palestine is available long time before the Zionists came to our land, and we've been having schools, we've been having farms, we've been having factories even way before the Ottoman Empire started in Palestine. Yesterday, when I'm watching some documentary on one of the channels, there was like one factory that produced the tahini that famous in Palestine. That factory now it's 260 years old. 260 years old, still operating until this moment in Jerusalem. And that tahini, that factory produced, it been stolen as Israel tahini, where actually Israel tried not to steal only the land, but they tried to steal the identity, tried to steal the cuisine, tried to steal even the Palestinian soap, the Palestinian uniform. They don't have history, and the problem is, I mean, in Palestine, and the problem is when they being pushed by the Zionists in Europe to come to Palestine, the Jewish community in Europe and elsewhere, when they've been pushed by the Zionists to come to Palestine and settle, they told them there's no people there. It's land without people to people without land. That's what was actually Balfour Declaration saying. And they shocked when they arrived to Palestine. And they saw school, they saw people farming their lands, and deep culture, deep attachment to the land and to the area. And then the only way they can settle is to kill people and ethnically cleanse them.
So thanks for that, Muyad. So I'm just going to, we were probably a bit low on time now, so I just want to ask if you would like to make any kind of final comments, but also let our listeners know about the details, about why it's important to attend the protests this Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely, sure. At the moment, we are facing a huge attack from Israel, not only in Palestine, but they... The attack reached the what's so called democratic regimes system that actually starting to oppress people who are calling for free Palestine. As we saw now, what's happening in America, people being even jailed just because they are saying free Palestine in the universities. And it's our right as people who are citizens in this country to go in the street and participate in the Nakba rally as we do every day since 77 years. That rally being actually happening for a long time. Also in Palestine, in 1948 areas, people in university, Palestinian people, who been forced to hold the Israeli citizenship, yesterday were in universities in Tel Aviv, actually raising the Palestinian flag, challenging the system there, and singing for for the freedom and for the return to Palestine. So this is our right, and it's very important this time also because a genocide going on in Gaza. And this genocide, as ugly as what Israel is, people, children, elderly, starving to death, while 9,000 aid trucks just waiting on the Rafah crossing to go in, but it has not been allowed. And that actually deliberate. Deliberate because they plan to starve people to death.